only one class. Next up was history, one of Jonah's favorite subjects, with Mrs. Larson. He found a desk in the middle of the room, plopped his backpack down, and took out a notebook and pencil. Two tall kids came in and walked toward the back of the room, Peter Snodgrass and Carl Fong. Wonderful, Jonah thought. Even without Zach Smellman goading them along, Snodgrass and Fong were no picnic. Jonah ground his teeth as both of them accidentally knocked him with their book bags as they passed by. But Jonah was determined not to cause a scene on his first day of school. If he could make it through most of seventh grade without pounding any faces, he could make it through his first day of eighth grade. Jonah unclenched his fists and quickly turned his attention to his new history teacher, who had started lecturing on the Civil War. When class was over and he had another hour's worth of homework and a new, heavy history book to carry around, Jonah took a minute to go to the boys' restroom. He chose a stall and closed himself in. He heard the door to the bathroom open and then slam shut. Click. Did someone just lock the door? Footsteps shuffled across the tiled floor. Jonah tried to peek through the crack in the stall to see who was in there with him. There were eight stalls in the bathroom, and he was in the third. He didn't hear anyone talking, but he heard the first door slam open, like someone had kicked it in. The same thing happened with door number two. Someone began to speak in a hushed, sing-song tone. "Come on out, Jonah Stone. We know you're in here." A chill ran up his spine as Jonah felt his locked door get pushed. "And we know exactly who you are." If they didn't have Jonah's attention before, they had it now. But no one outside the family knew who he was, who he really was, that he was only three-quarters human, and neither of his siblings would share their family secret with anybody. Would they? Don't overreact, Jonah. This has to be some kind of misunderstanding. No need to freak out. Who are you? What do you want? I'm kind of busy here. There was no pause. The door slammed against him, ripped off its hinges. A long arm reached in and grabbed Jonah, pulling him out of the stall and throwing him against the cold floor. Standing above him, with dull eyes but smug smiles, were Peter Snodgrass and Carl Fong. Jonah was about to get on his feet and show these two what the son of a Nephilim could do, when suddenly, over Fong's shoulders, a black-winged creature appeared, its fingers curled around the boy's arm, its face close to his ear. At the same time, another one materialized over Snodgrass. He could see them.